patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, baby. High roller, baby.
Baby,
baby. Shot caller.
That's right.
Ain't nobody this lazy.
She will one day be a coach. We don't know where. Actually, she doesn't say that. I say that. Zora Stevenson. She's on the court for all the Milwaukee Bucks games every now and then, does play-by-play, and who knows what else, Notre Dame football, the Olympics. Have you gotten any new job that we're not aware of?
No, same
nope.
job.
Same group. All right, I never thought I had
any job. You slacker, get a new job.
Yeah, so never thought I have anything on Giannis, that he never made a mistake in his whole life. I don't have any idea why he missed the shot to get a rebound for the triple-double. I'm sure you'll have an answer. They've taken it away appropriately because I didn't know there was a rule about a shot. You have to actually try to make it. But take it away, Zora.
Well, of course, he was asked about it after the game. And he said, you know, he just goes out there trying to play a game. And then at the end of, like, his long answer said, I stole one. And then he went. And that was the end of the interview last night. So you can interpret that how you will.
I mean, that's not like the Giannis I know. Come on. That's what I... Giannis, come on. That's not you. How would he have answered to that?
I don't... You know, everybody gets, like, a pass every now and then, right? Like, when you're that great, you can, you know, when you're that close, you can, you know,
now,
You're never going to hear me say anything bad about him.
Well, no, I'm not... But I'm guessing if he hadn't been, the bench was saying it, so he thought, I'll do this. If the bench hadn't brought it up, he never would have done it. That's my explanation.
I mean, I think he's always aware. He's never
oh, really?
Aware.
Well, then you need to tell him triple doubles mean nothing. They mean nothing.
Tony, can you co-sign that you guys are always aware, even when they say they aren't, about, like, shots and points? And where
oh,
they are.
Yeah, they're always aware, 100%.
Triple doubles?
100% they're aware.
I mean, I can understand other stats, but triple doubles?
Dude, people know where they are. Sorry.
They
it happens.
Do.
All right, how good?
It's a natural instinct to say you don't. Just everybody says it, so then it's just like...
Hey, even if there was a possibility you didn't know, somebody, one of your teammates is telling you.
Yeah. That's where my analysis of the situation is. Hadn't entered his mind. They said, hey, you need one more rebound. I was like, hey, I'll just miss this shot and get a rebound. Just to play along.
You got to do it. You got to do it sneaky, though, if you're going to do it.
I know, but he didn't want to do it sneaky. He was just kind of, hey, we need one rebound. Watch this. So
hey,
just
throw it off the glass to yourself and dunk it.
To have fun. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But did that count? Is that kind of a miss shot? I always need to look and see.
How no, well, that has to because players have done that. Players do
throw
that.
Throw it up off the glass. That's got to be a shot.
Yeah,
I would they do that. I
would give them credit for that. How good was the Philly game, even though they lost?
It depends what perspective. Like, as a fan, super fun fourth quarter. But if you're just talking about the Bucks side, you know, you have a sizable lead, double-digit lead. You never want to give it up, you know? So I think it really depends on who you ask. But just as a fan who was there, wait, can I tell you guys a story? I got to go as a fan because the game was on ABC, and I caught a brat. Like, did you know Pfizer Forum? Like, instead of, like, a T-shirt, you know, machine that shoots out T-shirts, they shoot out brats, hot brats.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm 4 years in, and I just realized that this year. I was just talking about it before the game, and then I caught one. And my day was made, so honestly, it didn't matter.
But did you have to fight with someone for it? Give us the specifics, the play-by-play. And now, Brad about to be sent out, and there's that Zora Stevenson. She just got the brat. That would be my play-by-play.
With one hand.
Oh, with one hand.
I was filming it. Yes.
I assume you're right-handed, so was it your right hand, or did you go off-handed and with the left hand? It would be more impressive to catch it. Was it how fast was it going? Was the catch difficult in any way?
No, it kind of had, like, peaked up at the top and it was making its way down. And, you know, when you freak out, you can just see it, like, coming towards you. And I started, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is my time. Caught it with one hand. And it was great.
Now, the most important question.
Go to my Twitter.
Did you eat it?
Negative.
What? What?
It was a bra in, wrapped in who knows what and shot out the
cannon. So. Wrapped in who knows what? Who knows what? Are you basically saying that the fuck sent out
Zora.
Bad brats that Zora would not eat it? Zora, that's gonna stay with you. That's gonna stay with you. It's not as bad as chugging.
Maybe
beer
she doesn't like brats.
But it's the moment. It's the it's
still you don't like brats. You don't like brats. You're not gonna eat it.
Do you not like brats? You gotta. Have you thought about how you're gonna answer this when you do when they have the PR and everything, and you have the interview, and they go, "Is it true, Zora? Is it true? You caught a brat and didn't eat it, not even a bite?"
I was asked the other day. Have you heard of the game Start, Bench, Cut? So people give you like three things. You
yeah.
Start one. You got to bench one. You got to cut one.
Yep.
So somebody said, for cheese curds, beer, and brats, who would you start, bench, and cut? And I said, star cheese curds, bench beer, and cut brats. So that's where I'm at with brats.
But this is not a brat. This is one you caught from the sky at Pfizer Farm.
Still a brat.
This is a... No.
No, it's still a brat.
No, that brat, those brats have never been caught by anybody as famous as Zora. Ever.
Still a brat. Still a brat. You can dress it up how you want to. It's still a brat.
I'm dressing it up.
Yep. Lipstick on a pig, pal. Good. Lipstick on a pill.
An experience I will never forget. But back to the game. Game was great, but you don't want to lose that lead. And you don't want to have a team score 48 points in the fourth quarter.
All right, I want to ask both you and the Hall of Famer Tony Smith this, because it just, the numbers say nobody guards anymore. Nobody plays defense. How do you give up 48 points in a quarter? The possessions clearly are much quicker. It's almost like if I went back to like basketball in the 60s, where they just had these incredibly high-scoring games. But this is, they're at points that has just never been done in the NBA for so many years. What's going on that explains the ease with which teams can score points? Somebody had 51 in a quarter.
The talent.
They're chucking up shots left and right.
I don't want to say chucking. More teams are shooting more threes, so that's more points.
Well,
I'm going to say chucking.
Guard them.
No, you want teams chucking.
Apparently not. You're giving up 150 points.
Let them chuck.
Let them chuck?
Yep. That's how you lose games, chucking.
But you win games now.
You can.
You can. That's what they say. You win by the three and you die by the three. Live by the three, die by the three.
Well, I know once we get in the playoffs, when they start actually playing basketball and defending, the scoring won't be near as high. You both agree with that?
100%.
Yeah.
It goes down in the playoffs.
It's because the game will slow down. That's why.
Right. I mean, why would it slow down? If the way you were doing it was so good,
it's not so good. It's just in the regular season.
You
it's whatever.
Play the numbers game.
Yeah, they're just playing a numbers game. Right.
Right.
In the playoffs, they know the possession is more valuable. They're going to take their time.
They're playing real basketball.
They're not going to rush up and fly up and down the court playing loose basketball. Everything's going to tighten up, pal.
I got to say this, even though I brought it up. It's fun to watch regular season basketball now. Their ability to shoot is insane. So I'm not...
Agreed.
I'm not bothered by it. It's just a whole different game, and you can't.
Whole different game.
Yeah.
Can we ask Zora about
whatever you want? I'm thinking to call her coach because she's going to be.
I want to get her thoughts quick on the situation. She mentioned PR before. We're talking about Ja Morant situation, and just with a lot of young guys in the league today too. And even back in the day, I kind of saw some of it. It's like these guys, man. You got to know what your current situation is, and you can't have people around you who are just knuckleheads. And I tried to tell somebody the other day. I said, "Hey, listen, you could take any profession there is, and look at all the people before they were in the profession and before they made money, and they're still the same person. You just gave them money now. They didn't change who they are. So people expect that's why Charles Barkley said, 'I'm not your role model.'" I'm Charles Barkley. I just have money now. I'm Charles Barkley with money now. I'm no different than I was before. I'm not a role model. So,
but I think who you are with money can be.
I am not a role model.
You said what, Zora?
I think who you are with money can be different than who you are without it.
It certainly should be, but for a lot of people, they don't understand that now I have something that I should be protecting.
Yeah. It's. I, I mean, my take of the situation is it's unfortunate. I have not seen the specific Instagram live for feed details, but obviously I know what's going on. We're indefinitely away from the Grizzlies right now, and I think that's appropriate. It's just sad because he's, you know, such a phenomenal basketball player and such a phenomenal entertainer. Why does he have to be involved in stuff like that? Why is that the way you, quote unquote, have fun or whatever you were doing? So hope he learns from it. Hope he continues to grow. And I think accountability is important in certain situations. So, but we also, there's so many details. I saw he issued an apology. He's working on himself. I don't know if it's appropriate to give my full, take, because I didn't see the Instagram live itself.
Right, but you know what it was, though. He was showing a gun at the club.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. No, I'm, yes. And like I said, unfortunate, doesn't make any sense, and accountability makes sense in certain situations. So, seems like the Grizzlies and the NBA are handling it, and I hope that the people around him see why this is not necessary or positive or productive. I mean, your circle, your village is so important. So important.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's times where, say you have, say you have a village and you can still do what you want, depending on, what the situation is. So, I don't want to, let's hold him accountable too. Let's not just say, oh, it's all the people around him. Like, he's an adult, right? And should be able to make.
Kinda. He's 23.
Decisions. Mm. He's an adult. Mm. Mm. Yeah, he's still grown. Yeah, I mean, and we all make mistakes, some bigger than others. So it seems that there's a good mix of accountability and learning here from what the Grizzlies
have said. Yeah. All right. I can accept that. Homer, anything else?
But I'm I'm so anti-violence. So anything to do with any of that rubs me the wrong way. But like I said, good mix of accountability and.
Oh, Homer chooses violence between. Every day on the show here.
Well, we know that.
Yes.
I just observe because I'm excited about the team, just watching them. They're so deep. I don't know what would have to happen for me to be worried about them. What do you observe, because I'm guessing you're not as – yeah, of course, yeah. Or is it just,
I'm not worried.
All right, we just got to play out the regular season, and I'm assuming they're not going to add any more players.
They just have to be healthy. That's it.
Yeah, but everybody's pretty healthy, right?
That's the only thing that could make me nervous.
What's the best team? What's the best team other than the Bucks? Phoenix, Boston, who?
I think Boston's good, cohesive. They've had experience together.
Hold on. I want to know what, Zora, why do you think they went and picked up Gordon?
Well, because they just wanted a third point guard. You just always want to make sure that you're set at that position.
Okay.
Every other position, they've got, the depth is there, and they had another roster spot. So you wanted to go at the position where you needed a little extra depth.
Three deep.
That's why they picked up Myers, because right, they needed a little extra depth at that post position, so that's why they brought in Myers, and he's on his second 10-day right now. Now they're in a position to bring in, that another spot, and they went with the point guard.
The
middle, and I talked to John Horst about this, they're really deep, in the middle, talking about guards and forwards. And that guy's Chris, Pat, Grayson, Jay Crowder, Joe Ingles. They've got a lot of to work with in those areas.
And it's somebody good. They may not need him, but it'll help them. That person's too good not to try to add him to our team, just in case. I call it just in case.
I mean, when it gets to the playoffs, it's not enough time for all the talent that they have. So Coach Bud is going to have to make some decisions, right, on who he wants to play. And I think it could change series to series. I mean, that's why you have a roster this deep, because one guy could help you in one series and then it could change, or even game to game, however you're going to play the game.
Yep. All right, thanks, Zora.
Okay, talk next week.
Zora, Coach Zora, because I think she's going to be a coach one day. Do you agree with me, Tony? You want to join that club?
No, she has no desire. That's your dream. Keep your dreams to yourself, pal. Get the break.
Keep your dreams to yourself, pal. I got to think about that one next.